This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can find them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. You can also find them at 1-800-764-0418. And today we are going to be interviewing Jesse Leija, and there is an event coming up next week, and we're going to be talking in regards to that and also about his outreach that he has going on, and a little bit about his fitness facility and some other things that are going on with him that y'all probably don't even know about. But I want to welcome him. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. We both came running in here.
I beat you, though.
I know you did. I was coming from Corpus Christi, and so I was really worried about getting here on time. But I made it with 30 minutes to spare. But just getting over here was kind of crazy. But I want to first ask you in regards to next week.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have an event going on at the AT&T Center?
We have a huge fight going on at the AT&T Center. Three world title fights in one night with a huge undercard. I think we have 9 bouts on the card. And it's just going to be an incredible event at the AT&T Center.
And as far as how many people are going to, how many people are bidding for this?
If we could put 15,000, 16,000, it's a great, great event. Wow. That's probably sold out. You know, we have so many tickets sold now. So, you know, tickets are limited, but we have enough for anyone that wants to call in and or anyone
wants
to buy
tickets.
We'll
find a place for you.
We have some great seats available.
We'll sell laps.
Yeah, but we still have seats available, plenty of seats.
Oh, okay, well, awesome. Who's going to be fighting as far? Is there going to be any openings or anything like
that? Yeah, we have, you know, in boxing, you always have a undercard bouts, preliminary bouts, and we have about 6 or 7 of those. And then we're going to have 3 world title fights, which is Andre Berto against Jesus Soto Caraz. Andre Berto's a 2-time world champion. And then there's another guy, Omar Figueroa from the Valley. He fought on our card the last time when Canelo Alvarez fought at the Alamo Dome. We had 40,000 people. Omar's just knocking everybody out. You know, I think he has 3 fights, and all 3 fights lasted 1 minute or, you know, 2 minutes in the first round. He's knocking everyone out. Great kid. He actually stayed at my house for about 8 weeks when he was training here in San Antonio. Great family. So humble. You would never know he's a fighter. He's too nice. And so he's fighting for his first world title fight. He's fighting Nihito Akira, a guy from Japan.
Their names are so... I was looking at some of their names, and they sound really hard to...
And then we have another... The third world title fight is Diego Chavez out of Argentina, who I think is...
He's the one on y'all's cover, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that young guy.
Diego Chavez is, I think, these records might be wrong, but he's 20-0 or 19-0 with 19 knockouts, fighting Keith Thurman, who is 20-0 with 20 knockouts.
So that's going to be a good one.
That's going to be an incredible fight.
So that's basically going to break somebody's record.
Yeah, exactly. They're both undefeated. So it's just a great event, and for San Antonio to come out there, we hold great fights. They're not just fights, they're events. People go to fights, and when they leave, they're so happy about what we just did that they come back. 40,000 people the last time we had the Alamo Dome.
Yeah. And when was that one?
That was when Canelo Alvarez fought Austin Trout, and there was a world title fight as well.
Wow. So where do these guys come from? I mean, where do you find them?
They're all over the world. I mean, they're with our banner. We're Leija Batal, Mike Batal, myself, and then Oscar De La Hoya and our partners. So some of these guys are – the undercard guys belong to us, and the world title fight guys are signed up with Oscar De La Hoya, but we're partners, so we're putting them here in San Antonio.
And when do you when you're just starting off in boxing – what does it take to finally get to the point, or how many fights do you have to finally get to the point where you could fight somebody with a recognizable name?
You know, it takes quite a while, unless you're just knocking everybody out and you have a great name. But even then, it takes 4 or 5 years of having fights, maybe 4 fights a year, 5 fights a year, building your way up. Because when you first fight, you fight maybe a 4-round fighter to get acclimated to the fight game, to the pro fight game. Because in the amateurs, you fight 3. In the pros, your first fight's like a 4-rounder. You maybe do 4 of those. Then you may have 4 6-rounders, and then you may have 3 or 4 8-rounders, and then you go up to the 10-rounders, and after that you start fighting world titles. If you, but you have to keep winning and have a good record or just be a great fighter to challenge for a title. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they want to fight you.
I'm done.
But I want to ask you about your company. Tell me a little bit about your company and what you do.
Okay. Our company is Leja Batalla Promotions. I retired in 2005, and all I did for 1 year was play golf and hang out and have fun. But that wasn't really what I knew there was something else for me to do.
You're too young for to stop.
Well, thank you. But I was kind of depressed because of not being able to fight. I fought for 22 years nonstop. Almost every day I made it, it was my job. And so when I opened up a fitness gym, a boxing gym, one of my clients was Mike Batalla. And we've been, you know, friends, and he's been one of my clients for the last 6 years or 7 years. And actually 8 years. And so he, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, he said, let's start boxing. There's nothing going on in San Antonio. We haven't seen fights. There's not anything coming in. And I've always thought about it, but I know it just takes too much time. And I'm not.
You're a boxer.
I'm not a fighter. Yeah. I'm not a promoter. I'm a fighter. It takes a lot of business and a lot of business savvy to do this. And that was right up Mike Batalla's alley. He's an incredible businessman.
Wow, that's incredible. Awesome.
And I know so many people. I know Oscar De La Hoya. We can make. So all that turned. Where we became partners, Mike and I. He said, I'll take care of the business part. You take care of the boxing part. And here we are 2 years later, and we're just like probably the top promoters in the country right now as far as up-and-coming promoters.
That is awesome. But do y'all, you're originally from San Antonio.
Born and raised here.
And so what made you start the company in San Antonio? Because of that? Or?
Well, not just because of that. Well, I fought here for, you know, 20 years, 17 years as a pro. 3.5 years as an amateur. And people have always supported me. When I was going to Olympic trials, I had the support of San Antonio. I go to so many places. I have little old ladies coming up to me and want to touch me. And that's like... I know they don't watch boxing. But it's maybe of my personality that I have, the things that I do outside of boxing, my contribution to my city. And so that's when you know... that people like what I'm doing in San Antonio. And it's almost like a payback. I want to bring great fights. Mike and I want to bring good fights back to San Antonio. And it's a thank you to the city for always supporting me.
Oh, that's great. And they definitely are, especially with this one coming
up. Yeah, they're coming. I mean, our fights have been, we've been building our business up, our promotion. And we talked with Oscar De La Hoya, became a partner. And they love us because they know we work hard and San Antonio is a great city for boxing. San Antonio's love boxing, and we're giving it to them.
And do y'all do any other aspects of maybe like the what is that WF fighting of any sort? Do y'all
UFC?
Yeah, do y'all do anything of that nature?
No, years ago I was with some other friends and we promoted a couple of cage fights at Cowboys Dance Hall, and they were great, but it wasn't my forte. That wasn't what I do best. What I do best is boxing. And I have the contacts. I know the people. And, you know, I can open up a little bit of doors here in San Antonio for as far as meetings and things like that. So it helped out with Mike and I. He's an incredible businessman. I know the game of boxing. I know what people want to see. And that's how we started.
Well, that's great. I got to meet him when I went by there. Y'all have a lot going on in that office. People walking around and
it's crazy. But that's Mike's real business is, you know, what he does. And then we do the boxing inside his office as well.
That's great. So that facility that I went to, I know that there was a lot going on as far as people on phones and so forth. There's a boxing area there?
We have our office. Okay. Out of his office.
Great.
That's his real business. And so we just have our office out of his office.
And then as far as this coming event, when and where is the next boxing event again?
It's this Saturday at the AT&T Center. Fights start at, I believe, 6 o'clock. And we have our first pro bout going on at 6:30. And then we have 9 preliminaries, and then we have the 3 world title fights.
So is it going to run? So it starts exactly at 6?
Yeah, about 6:30. And then we go on to about 10, 11, 2:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get your money's worth.
There's 9 bouts, but 3 of those 9 bouts are world title fights. So you're probably thinking, maybe 6 or 7 preliminaries.
Well, that's great. And who's fighting again?
Andre Berto, 2-time world champion, against Jesus Soto Corazza, incredible fighter out of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Omar Figueroa from the Valley here in Texas, against the Japanese Nihito Akira. And then we have Diego Chavez out of Argentina fighting American Keith Thurman. Then we have undercard. I have a couple of fighters on the card. Joseph Rodriguez, who is 4-0 right now. An incredible fighter. He trains out of our gym. And I think he has the makings to become a world champion. And he's fighting a guy named Jesse from San Antonio as well. And that's going to be an incredible fight. They both want to win. I mean, they both know each other, but, they want to beat each other as well.
Yeah, that definitely is.
And then we have Emmanuel Ledesma, who is, I believe, 15-1. 15-0-1, one draw. And he is fighting a rematch to a guy he had just beat about 6 months ago.
Wow, I'm sure that guy's coming back.
Yeah, that's what that guy wanted to fight him again.
So we
made it happen. It was an exciting fight in Corpus, and I'm sure Emmanuel's going to do well again.
Well, great. Well, we're going to be taking a break, but if anybody wants to call and ask Leah a question, you could call 210-599-5555. Long distance is 1-800-299-KTSA. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and we're interviewing Leha in regards to the upcoming fight coming this Saturday at the AT&T Center. Make sure to where can they get the tickets for these for this fight?
Ticketmaster. You can call the office of Mike Batal.
What is that number?
I had that number just a while ago. I'll find it.
Ticketmasters is probably what people are more. I'm used to going to Ticketmasters all the time, but that's probably the easiest way to go as far as the tickets.
Tickets, you can go to 210-979-3302 for tickets.
And what is that number again?
210-979-3302.
So either that number or at Ticketmasters. Mm-hmm. That information will be on our website tomorrow on KaiserHealthTalk.com. I was going to ask you, as far as pricing, is it affordable for anybody? I mean, what are the pricings?
$10 tickets.
Oh, then, hey.
$25 tickets, $100 tickets, $200 tickets.
Hey, well.
So it's for everyone. A price right for everyone to go. And we did that the same thing at the Alamo Dome. And, the first day of ticket sales, we had 17,000 seats sold. The first couple of days.
So it was
incredible. And that tells you that people want to see good fights here in San Antonio, and we're doing well with this one too, as well. And I think we're going to have a great turnout.
And I saw something that came through my email. In fact, I think it was today. You are going to be doing some promotions this week in regards to it. I think one of them is on Wednesday at 5:00 at one of the HEBs off of Sazamora.
Yeah, HEB on Sazamora Military Drive. We're going to have an open workout there with all the 3 world champions will be there, or the three main event fighters will be there. The undercard fighters will be there. And it's a great turnout for people to go out and see up close some of the things that a fighter does at the gym to prepare himself for the fight.
So are they going to be doing interviews or autographs?
Yeah, interviews, autographs, photos, and as much as they can before they have to go back and get ready for the fight. As far as more training.
So that's going to be on Wednesday, and it's mm-hmm. at 5:00 at the HEB at Zazamora. They're also going to be doing another public event on Friday, the day before at 2:00, and that's going to be at the HEB again at Zazamora. It's basically the same thing.
Yes, and this is going to be the weigh-in, the official weigh-in, because they weigh-in 24 hours before the fight. So, Friday's the official weigh-in.
Yeah, official weigh-in. It says, and so they're going to actually do it at HEB at Zazamora?
No. I was thinking of the official weigh-in. No, not that.
Okay. I was thinking, wow. I want to go to HEB and watch that. but as far as where the fighters are from, can you tell me a little bit about where they're from and who they are?
Well, Andre Berto's from Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. And his opponent is Jesus Soto Caraz from Mexico. Omar Figueroa is from Texas. He's from Westaco, Texas. And Nahito, the guy he's fighting, is from Japan. And all these are, you know, rated in the top 10 in the world. So these are incredible fighters. And then you also have Keith Thurman from the United States, from Florida, against Diego Chavez from Argentina.
Yeah, they're from everywhere.
Yeah, Diego Chavez came in last night, and he was training at my gym at 7:30 last night. Incredible shape. Super nice. And these guys are so nice. You would not think that these guys have 20 wins and 20 knockouts that they can have that much power.
The facility that I work out at for my training, they get people ready for, they get the guys ready for the other type of fighting.
Oh, the cage fights.
Uh-huh. And yeah, they don't look, you know, in my head, I'm thinking I should be seeing like a muscle head type person walking in, and they're in great shape.
But they're not so muscular as you would think they would
be. But they're quick.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing, you know.
Quick on their feet.
Yeah, you know, if you have so much muscle, it takes so much oxygen and blood to pump those muscles. It tires you out so fast. But, you know, lean muscular is better because you're quicker endurance, and that's why you don't see so many fighters lifting weights. But they are doing now a fast twitch type. I used to do that in my training as well.
Yeah, it's more like core training. It's mm-hmm. it's a totally different workout. Yeah. And when I try to do their type of workout, I get tired, but I'm not used to that kind of training.
It's different for everyone. I mean, you know, there's things basketball players do. I trained the San Antonio Spurs for the last 7 years. I've been training the Spurs every summer for 2 or 3 months right before they start their first game. So it's incredible that they implement boxing into their program to help them with coordination, quick hand-eye coordination, reflexes, and the core work as well, the core work.
Wow, I didn't even know that. Why is the fight called Knockout Kings?
Pretty much the obvious. There's so many knockouts with all these guys. Just think about Keith Thurman and Diego Chavez. They have something like 42 wins and with 40 knockouts between them. And Omar Figueroa knocks everyone out in the first couple of rounds.
They're like, wait.
Yeah, so, you know, Andre Berto's a knockout artist, and so Jesus Soto Caraz. These guys, they end fights by knockout. But, you know, when you fight another guy that has just as much power, you tend to not go as hard because you may get caught with, you have to be a little bit more cautious. So it's intriguing fights for these guys.
Yeah, they, as far as Omar Figueroa, how do you say his last name?
Figueroa.
I probably still said it wrong. tell me a little bit about him. He's called the Texas Rising Star.
He's probably the biggest name right now in Texas as far as up-and-coming fighters. And he has the biggest name because he's with Oscar Del. He's a golden boy. He's been on our card. He's been on TV, on Showtime. He fought in front of 40,000 people the last time he fought. So his name is really hot right now. And we're so happy for him.
And how many fights has he done?
How many fights? I think Omar may have 24 fights, 22 fights. I'm assuming. I forgot his record.
And how old is he?
He is 22 years old.
He's young.
He's the same age as my son.
Wow. And so he already has that many fights under him at that age?
I think he turned pro at 19 years old.
Wow. When did he start?
Yeah. Well, he said he started fighting when he was like 6 years old, 6, 7 years old.
Wow.
And he has a brother who's a good fighter, who's an amateur. His sisters fought too. The father always put the whole family in boxing. So they had to box whether they liked it or not.
I know. You know, some time ago I was asked to, because once a year they raise money for some charity, and it's a boxing
that's
event.
That's our event. That's,
oh, that's
I'm
event.
The trainer for that. For
okay,
that event.
Well, I was asked to
the fight night gala.
I was asked to box because at my training facility, they're like, we need a female that's 5 foot because somebody backed out at the last minute.
Okay, I remember. Last year.
Well, I got asked to, and I looked at him like, I am not going to fight. I don't know if y'all found somebody.
I remember. But. Yeah, we found we did not find anyone. What we found someone. But it was me.
Yeah.
I went in the ring with her, and we had an exhibition.
Oh,
and she
that's
did
right.
incredible. It was probably the fight of the night. Because
you know who told me this was Chris from Martha's.
Chris Ramos. Not Ramos. I'm thinking of someone else. Yeah, Chris from Martha's Restaurant.
Yeah, he's the one that was asking me if I could fill in for it. I was like, no. No, thank you. Yeah.
You should have done it. It would have been incredible. It would give you a different type of training.
Oh,
training
I'm sure.
for your weights and stuff, but you appreciate the different types of things going on.
Well, I'm sure, but God, just the thought of hitting somebody or being hit. I was like, no.
It only hurts the day after.
The day after. You're on such a rush.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to call in, you could call 210-599-5555. Long distance is 1-800-299-KTSA. Other events going on. What other events are going on other than the one coming up on Saturday at the AT&T Center?
Well, I mean, we have the weigh-ins coming in. We have the open workouts and then the open workouts at HEB. We've been going crazy the last couple of weeks on different types of events, you know, autograph signings for DeWalt tools. So we've been busy with this, just trying to get the word out that we having, you know, the one thing about boxing, it's like the number one sport for Mexican Americans. They love boxing. And that's what, you know, a lot of these fans love to come out and watch, but sometimes they don't know. So we make it aware of them that, hey, there's a fight coming on. Don't forget, there's a fight this Saturday, and they say, "Oh, we hadn't heard anything because people are busy." So we make sure that we bring up awareness that there's huge fights. Usually, these fights like this aren't in Vegas all the time. We sometimes get the smaller fights, but since Mike and I have been promoting, we had the huge fight with Canelo, which is Vegas fight always, and then now we have these three world title fights. Something that would be in Vegas, but now people are realizing, the promoters, Oscar De La Hoya, that we have a great venue, a great atmosphere from people from San Antonio who want to watch great fights, and they come out and support, and we're making sure that they come out and support.
But that's great, though, that y'all are able to do it here in San Antonio, because you're right, there hasn't really been much on boxing.
Yeah, years ago, San Antonio was probably one of the top boxing cities in the United States. And it kind of went away, you know, because nothing's been happening in San Antonio. So we're bringing that back. We're making sure that San Antonio's going to want to become the number one city for boxing.
And it's being held at a great place. So AT&T mm-hmm. Center, you can't get better than
that. Every seat's a great seat.
Yeah, exactly. What future events do y'all have coming up as far as anything else, something in the future? Do y'all have any fights coming up?
Oh, yeah. We're working a deal out with Fox TV. We're going to start having Monday night fights. There's a series with Fox TV, and we're going to be starting that first series. I believe it's in September. But these are up-and-coming guys from San Antonio. We're going to do San Antonio fighters, but with an up-and-coming guy that's on his way up, like Omar would have been a year or 2 years ago. We're going to concentrate on those type of guys to build them up for big TV. So in other words, it's not going to be your major stars, but it's going to be guys who are on the way up who we see potentially become major stars.
But that's the best time to catch them, because you're seeing them grow as a fighter. So that would be interesting.
That would be Fox TV. We're going to work on that. And I think we're going to have the first show here in San Antonio in September. And we're going to try to do one every 2 months or so if we can. And there'll be small venues, like 2,000 people, 1,500 people. We want those small venues so people can really appreciate the form and the art of boxing up close.
That is great. Well, I want to talk to you in regards to some other aspects of your life as far as like outreach. And I know we talked briefly in regards to a book and some personal stuff. But I'm going to go ahead and take a break right now. And when we get back, we will be talking to Leija about some other aspects of his world. And you're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
At 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and we're here talking to Leija in regards to the upcoming fight coming at the AT&T Center on Saturday, this coming Saturday on the 27th. So if you haven't bought your tickets, you could definitely still get them at the Ticketmasters. And that's really easy to do. The tickets are like $10 at the least and could go all the way to 200. It's probably very few of the 200 left, but I would definitely check it out if you haven't gotten your tickets yet. But we're going to be moving on to some other aspects of Leha's life, and I want to ask him a few questions in regards to your outreach, if there's anything that you do on an outreach community, because I know you're from San Antonio, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you get asked all the time for different aspects of it because of who you are. So what do you do as far as to give back to the community?
Well, ever since I won my world title in 1994, I started a foundation. And it was just simply a foundation. And we, the first thing we did is we had a golf tournament. And every year since then, we've had a golf tournament. I think this September, I will be having my 18th. 1 year we took off because of rain or whatever, but this will be my 18th year celebrity golf tournament. And every year we donate 100% of the money. It's always to kids in education. For several years we did that. I opened up the BSA, Blessed Sacrament Academy, on Mission Road. We opened up their daycare center for teen moms who had no place to leave their kids while they went to school. So we opened up a daycare center for them. It was at-risk moms. So we opened a daycare center for them to go to school. And then we've done several things, Boys and Girls Club, different things that we've raised money for every golf tournament. And for the last 6 years, we have donated to the Miracle League of San Antonio. The Miracle League of San Antonio is a baseball league that my attorney, Michael Miller, dear friend, he and I both started for special needs kids to play baseball like a YMCA or CYO. We started that for special needs kids. And the kids would be from between 6 and 25 years old.
And as far as the golf tournament, you hold it every single year?
Every year.
Mm-hmm. When do y'all normally hold it?
Usually in September. It changes sometimes. It depends on people's schedules and things. But I think this year we're going to try to do it in September, maybe the third week of September.
Where is it held at?
We've always had it at Pecan Valley for 17 or 16 of the 17 years we had at Pecan Valley. And now that it's closed, last year we had it at Brackenridge Golf Course.
Okay.
And we're going to do that again this year.
Yeah, they have a nice facility.
It's incredible the way they remodeled the whole facility. Incredible.
Yeah, they recently remodeled it because I had to go there for an event. And
one thing that we like to do with our golf tournaments is not have it so big where people don't see each other, because I played in several golf tournaments that you never see anyone, just your group, and that's it. We want it small and intimate like we had at Pecan Valley, where everybody sees everybody gets to talk while they're passing by on the golf carts. And so we have the same thing at Bragg. And people get to interact while they're playing. They see each other from across the course, and it's just fun. It's good family.
And if somebody is looking to be a part of it or be a sponsor of some sort, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 210-696-5177. That's the office of Jim Tsikopoulos. He is one of the guys that helps us with the foundation, and Dina Acosta. They help us with the golf tournament every year.
And what is the...
Matter of fact, I probably wouldn't have golf tournaments if it wasn't for them. Been so busy that these guys are incredible, and they help and give their time for the special needs kids in San Antonio and surrounding area.
Is there a website?
The Miracle League, themiracleleagueofsanantonio.com.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. That, again, if you're driving around and you can't write this down, you could always go to KaiserHealthTalk.com. That information will be on the site tomorrow, along with the podcast as well. I know that during our break, you kind of mentioned that you were going to be writing a book, so that's going to be fun. So have you started this?
We're almost in the first draft of the book, where I get to, you know, make sure everything's right the way I like it. And we're hoping November, December, the book should be done, maybe sooner. And my publisher is VIP Inc. Publishing out of New Orleans, and they are incredible. And he mainly places this on a Christian's life, and guys that have come back and that are Christians and give their life and their story.
This book is it going to be like the way from the when you started?
It's, or when I started my childhood,
the
how
bad,
I started,
the good, why the ugly.
Yeah, not too much ugly, but there's going to be some in there though. And people, there's certain things people would never know what happened in my life. And they may be like, wow, we did not know that happened. It's incredible. It's all, everything from
You kind of have to give us some ugly, you know.
But it really is just my life. It's what's happened in my life. Why I started boxing, how I started boxing, who is in my life, what's happened, the people I've run across and the people that were my promoters, and it's just
the life of my life
and how it happened. And I didn't start fighting until I was 19 because my dad was a fighter. He didn't want us fighting, but I decided that's what I wanted to do at 19.
Isn't that funny that he was a fighter and he didn't want you fighting?
I don't want my sons to fight, and my oldest wants to fight. So
why is that? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. It may be something that's in the blood. It may be something that, you know, it's something that you may want to, I don't know. It's just.
Because you have such a passion for it.
Your kids are lifting weights.
I don't have kids.
Okay. Well, if you had kids or your friend's kids see you and they get inspired by you,
yes,
they may want to start lifting weights. So maybe it's something where they see the things that we've done and, wow, I want to try that, and they get hooked on it. They try it.
Yeah. So, but just still, what makes you not want them to?
It's a brutal sport.
It looks brutal.
It's a brutal sport, and anything can happen. My son is so good, much better than I am at this point. When we started, much better. But for me, I graduated from high school. My mom said, you either get a job or go to school. I said, okay, I got a job. And my son does not have that choice. He's finishing school. Matter of fact, he should graduate in December from St. Mary's.
Awesome. So, and what is he studying to be?
Psychologist.
Oh, good.
But he is every part of a psychologist. People go to him to talk to him. He's just incredible. But he writes music. He's writing his own book right now. He started his own blog about.
So he has other passions.
He plays piano. He writes and plays his own guitar. Self-taught. He does everything. He's an incredible boy. My oldest is my youngest. But he wants to box. That's his passion right now, is to box and music.
Huh, that's interesting. But as far as when do you think the book will be done?
My book, we're looking at hopefully November, December. So
this year?
Yes, this year.
Hey, ready for Christmas.
Yeah, well, that I didn't think about that, but that would be great. And it's just an inspiring book to give someone that anything can happen. I can tell a quick story about when I was in high school. I wanted to play football. I played middle school, Pop Warner, Little Cowboys. I played for my middle school. I went to the coach in my freshman year, and he said, I said, I want to try fullback because that's what I've been playing. He goes, you're too small. You can't play fullback. So I quit sports. Didn't do anything anymore for 4 years. I didn't start any other sport until I started boxing.
Isn't that amazing that one person can make such a difference in your life, positive or negative?
He made a difference in my life, but it was a negative at that point, but I turned it into a positive when I was 19 because I always thought, this guy said I couldn't do something. I'm going to show him. Not show him, but I'm going to show myself that I can do anything I want. And that's why I started fighting. One of the reasons I started fighting.
And he's sitting here listening to you on the radio.
After I won the world title, I thought about him. I always thought about him. When people said I couldn't do this as a boxer, I was too small, I wasn't strong enough, whatever. And I always had him in the back of my mind.
They're the fire under you, for sure.
And one day, I wanted to go back to school, but he had passed away. He was an older gentleman, but he passed away. So I never got to thank him for motivating me.
Regardless if it was in a negative way. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's something to be said about that because I have some stories myself on that. Yeah.
And we all do. And that's just the thing. With the book, it's going to – if not everyone gets to turn it around that way.
Well,
but if you hear it and say, you know what? He did this when someone gave him that same negative thought. And he overcame that. And that's what we want.
It's a power of choice. Yes, it's a matter of, you know, deciding to either sit there and dwell about somebody telling you one thing or doing something positive with it. You're going to be possibly doing some type of reality show. Am I right on this?
On which part?
There maybe possibly a reality show.
I get people coming up to me quite a bit about reality shows, about people at my fitness center, at my gym. We have so many different characters at my gym. It's incredible. But it is a reality show. If you went into my gym and trained and got to know some of my clients, it is incredible. So we're working on that as well. Maybe on the...
Just set up a camera.
And it's maybe on the promotional side as well. you know, I'm training people. I'm promoting fights. My father, it's for everything.
You wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, and it's fun. And writing a book as well. I'm just having a great time right now in my life. And I thought when I finished boxing that it was over. Like, I had nothing left. But now I know that it was just a chapter in my life.
That's right. But you're going to get somebody ready to mm-hmm. take your spot and you'll be the trainer for them.
As fighting as well. And now my youngest son said that he's getting ready to go start college this year and he's taking business and sports management. And he said that maybe one day I could take over your promotional company. I said, incredible.
That's nice that he would even want to do that. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to be taking a break, but I do want to, when we get back, we're going to be talking about your fitness facility. And I want to ask you some questions in regards to, like, how you started and when you started and all that great stuff. But when we get back from break, we'll discuss all of that. And I'm looking at my producer, and he went to sleep. But if you want to call in, you can call 210-599-5555. Long distance is 1-800-299-KTSA. You are listening to Lenore Kaiser on Kaiser Health Talk.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. You could also reach them at 1-800-764-0418. We're here talking to Leha, and I'm going to ask you a few questions in regards to your fitness facility. I hear some backdraft. I don't know if that noise is coming from my producer or not, but as far as your fitness facility, tell me a little bit about it and, you know, what exactly do y'all train for there?
Okay, so after I retired, besides starting a promotional company, I started a fitness gym. And this was about a year after I retired. And we started a fitness gym to see if people would come out and try fitness through boxing. And at first I was kind of skeptical and I don't know if it's going to work, and it has taken off like crazy. So I have CEOs, businessmen, businesswomen, stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home dads, young teenagers from 6 years old to 72 years old. I have everyone in between. Most of my clients are in their 40s and 50s, men and women. My oldest female is 70. My oldest male is 72.
That's incredible.
And it's just boxing. The same workout that a professional fighter or an amateur fighter would do.
It's called frustration. Everybody wants to get out the frustration.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, that is the second part of it, because it's stress.
Do you have wives that come over and paste their husband's picture on
that? I tell them, put a picture on that bag. Put a picture on that bag. But we just don't let them hit bags. We teach them how to hit bags. It's a boot camp type class that we have. We may have 20 to 40 people in class. And they're all learning how to fight like a professional fighter without ever getting hit.
Okay. Well, you have a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take it and see. This is Lenore Kaiser.
Hey, hey, James. I was running this morning and you weren't out there with me, but I drove by your house in Hoff. This is Mike Brunell.
You know, I'm sure you did, Mike, but I'm sure I beat you because I ran at 5 o'clock this morning.
I won't tell Lenore about how many times I used to beat you when we were training together when you were winning all those fights. I'm not going to mention that.
I already showed him the text that you sent me.
It wasn't pretty, but I won't bring that up.
I know, don't bring that up because I would have to show her the video of what really happened.
But all I want to say is that James has always been a class act in the ring and out of the ring. And, you know, he's always conducted himself with a lot of class, and athletes like that don't come around very often. I was very honored when he and his wife asked me and my wife to be godparents to his youngest son, and he didn't have a choice. I guess he felt bad if he would have said no. He picked him and Lisa to be godparents to my youngest daughter, and James has always been a class act. We do a little thing for charity at Stoneworks, and James has always been there. He's always there for anyone who asks him. He can't say no. And, you know, he's just a classy guy. And, you know, people, you should realize, you know, San Antonio has been very lucky to have him. And I'll let y'all get back to your conversation. And thanks for having him on, Lenore.
Thank you, Mike. That's nice of you.
Thank you for calling, Mike. And I'll be at Stoneworks later. well, I'm glad to know that y'all do things for charity because I'm on the board of American Diabetes, and I'm looking for people to mm-hmm. like yourself to be a part of it.
I think it's about giving back. I mean,
Oh gosh, diabetes is high here. So.
Yeah, and that's another reason why we started this fitness gym is to combat that and give everybody a chance and people to lose weight. You know, one pound at a time, one punch at a time, and we're doing it. We're having huge success at my gyms. I have a girl who dropped, she was 4'9", 185 pounds, 180 pounds. She's 102 pounds now.
Wow.
Incredible. She
lost half her body weight.
She's incredible, and she knows how to fight, and she's just the nicest person in the world. But that's just one of so many people that train.
Isn't it great to see that?
And she thanks me, and I tell her, I just guided you. You did the work, and people do the work. They can.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's changing your lifestyle and changing your eating habits.
Where can they, where's y'all's facility?
I have one on San Pedro, 6824 San Pedro, and I have one on 1604 at the Ridge.
And do y'all have a website?
ChampionFitGym.com.
And what's the number that they could call if they want to call about information?
826-4350.
And that information will, again, will be on Kaiser Health Talk if for some reason you're driving around.
Plus that, I teach the same thing I teach my clients is the same thing I teach the Spurs. I'm Tim Duncan, probably the biggest advocate of my training at the gym. That's why everyone else, he does it, everyone wants to follow what he does.
That is awesome. If you, you know, if you're wanting to know how to work out like a basketball player or be like Tim Duncan, they'll definitely want, you know, they'll be calling you. I wanted to go back to the fight before we end our show. Again, it's going to be on Saturday, on July 27th. It's mm-hmm. going to be at the AT&T Center.
It's called Knockout Kings, and we have a two-time world champion, Andre Berto, against Jesus Soto Caraz. We have Omar Figueroa from Texas against Nahito Akira from Japan. And then we have Diego Chavez from Argentina against USA Keith Thurman. And then we have a huge undercard. We have two good fighters from San Antonio fighting on the card, maybe three. And, you know, come out and support boxing, support San Antonio, and have a great, great time because we just don't have fights. We have events where people are going to have a great time at the fight.
And tickets could be found on Ticketmasters.com. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, they're very inexpensive. You get them as low as $10 all the way up to about $200. And, again, Ticketmasters.com is where you would find that. As far as anything else that that you want to end our little conversation with before we head out?
It's just being able to do what I do here in San Antonio, and San Antonio giving me this opportunity that I'm doing, because I know that this isn't by luck. It's because I've worked hard and because San Antonio has always supported me. And that's why the things that we do here in town is because I'm thanking San Antonio. I want to bring something back and to be able to, you know, it's a great fight town. They love fights, and I want to bring the best fights back to San Antonio.
Well, great. Well, all this information is going to be found on KaiserHealthTalk.com. So it'll be downloaded tomorrow along with a podcast. And I want to thank you for joining us at the show.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.